Welcome to the Natural Health 365 podcast, natural solutions for everyday problems. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit naturalhealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Landsman.
All right, thank you for joining us. Our show today, Natural Ways to Beat the Flu. Every year, millions of people are fooled into believing, thanks to false marketing claims, that a flu vaccine will prevent the flu. Nothing could be further from the truth. Vaccine manufacturers even admit in their package inserts that there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination. On top of this shocking admission, in 2006, a large-scale systemic review of 51 studies involving 260,000 children aged 6 to 23 months found no evidence that the flu vaccine is any more effective than a placebo. In February 2010, the World Health Organization reported that 12 countries had recorded a possible link between the development of narcolepsy, a chronic nervous system disorder that makes people uncontrollably fall asleep, and the H1N1 vaccine. And finally, for all those that believe that the flu shot does not contain mercury, think again. Independent scientific lab reports confirm that flu vaccines contain 51,000 parts per billion of mercury, yet the maximum contamination level in drinking water set by the United States EPA is just 2 parts per billion. It's incredible, folks, but it's true. Don't be fooled by lies anymore. There are much more effective and safer ways to prevent, even eliminate the flu without poisoning the body with mercury, formaldehyde, and aluminum found in flu shots. In fact, today, we'll highlight some of the best ways to naturally beat the flu. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So if you think the flu shot will protect you against the flu, think again. Let's talk about this with my special guest, Dr. Edward Group, CEO of Global Healing Center. Dr. Group, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
So, well, let's talk about this at the beginning. What kind of problems do you have, Dr. Group, with the flu shot?
Well, the first problem I have with the flu shot is it doesn't work. And the second problem I have is it's impossible for anyone to create a flu vaccine. What they do is they get a group of people together, because the influenza virus, and anybody can look this up and see that what we're talking about is the truth. The influenza virus, every time it replicates, turns into a separate strain. So it's technically and scientifically impossible to create a flu shot that will work on a million or a billion different strains, especially with a virus that replicates so fast. So what they do is they take, or they choose, a group of scientists sit around a room and they choose what viral strains they want to use for the next year's flu shot, and then they put them together and create a flu vaccine. So it's just a big marketing and a big money-generating scam is what it is. Look what happened to Piers Morgan on live TV when he got a flu vaccine, and he was deathly ill for a week and a half after that and couldn't even come back on the show. So there's plenty of evidence now, scientific evidence like what you were talking about, that shows the damaging effects of vaccinations, not only flu vaccines, but definitely reactivity and signs and symptoms of mercury poisoning. And one of the things that really upsets me is that they're pushing for pregnant women to get the flu shot. And there's been a 4,000% increase in fetal deaths that have been reported directly linked to flu shots that were given to mothers. So besides those two things and the fact that it contains, you know, RNA particles, DNA particles, the mercury, all of the other compounds that are in there that are completely toxic to your body, that's why I personally recommend nobody get a flu vaccine, because all you're doing is poisoning yourself.
You know, Dr. Group, it is so easy for someone who's new to this information, and I say this respectfully, someone who might have really just totally believed all the propaganda and really thought for all these years that the flu shot was great. It's so easy to label the two of us as anti-vaccine, and I am certainly not going to sit here and speak for you, Dr. Group, but for me personally, I often tell people, and I know those that are really skeptical, they're not going to believe me, I am not against vaccines. What I'm against is what's going on today in society, and the truth being the things that we're talking about, that these vaccines have a lot of toxins in them. I'm against that. I'm also against the kind of idea that we have here in this society where it's legal to push these vaccines, pump them into, like you said, even pregnant women, unborn children, and small children with undeveloped immune system. Ingredients that they flat out admit, and when I say they admit it, the flu vaccine manufacturers admit on the package inserts that none of these ingredients have been scientifically tested to be safe in pregnant women, in young children, in older adults. So I'm not against vaccines like some general idea. I'm against the vaccine policies that we have today and the way that we go about administering these things without there being proper safety testing. What are your thoughts on this?
There's ways to make natural vaccinations. You have to ask yourself also, if they didn't know that vaccines can cause damage, and just look at all the autism and all the childhood problems that we have now because of vaccines, or not, they might not be completely because of vaccines, but the majority of them are. Why then in 1986 did they pass the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which was to protect the pharmaceutical companies from anyone claiming a vaccine injured their child? So now under that law, nobody can sue a vaccine manufacturer. I pulled my vaccine chart. I just happened to be going through my attic and found a box of stuff that my mom had kept. This was about 3 months ago. And it's sure enough, I pulled one of my little school packet out from when I was in, I think, third grade. And there was a vaccine chart in there. I had received 4 vaccinations by the time I was in third grade. Now you have children receiving up to 30, possibly 36 vaccinations by the time they're even in first or second grade. So it's a major immune controlling and suppressing at the same time toxin. You know, your body's not, at least in a child, their immune system isn't fully developed until they're around 11 or 12 years old. Secondly, vaccines that are injected into your body is unnatural to begin with. The way our body naturally develops antibodies is through we breathe it in through the nose or through the mouth. If you inject a vaccine, it puts our immune system in complete havoc.
We could certainly spend a lot more time on this topic, but as I promised everybody, the focus of this podcast, sure, we're highlighting a serious health issue, and I hope everyone's paying attention, Dr. Group, but I'd really like to spend a few minutes now on talking about how we can activate our body's own self-healing mechanism. I mean, Big Pharma may not want us to talk about this, but I want to talk about this with you now. What do you think?
Well, that's been my whole premise on how to get healthy, is that everybody has the ability to have a strong immune system and the ability to heal themselves. And what's missing is their own body self-healing mechanism is suppressed. Some of the easiest ways to regenerate or boost your self-healing mechanism, believe it or not, one of the fastest ways, if you can do it, is to reduce your stress levels. This is something that we see. People watch the news. There's a lot of negativity. They're not happy at the office. They're stressed or have anxiety because of financial issues. Emotional, mental, and physical stress can age you and completely shut your immune system down by 50% instantaneously. So it's very important for people to deal with it and find different things that they can do to reduce their stress. What I recommend people do is meditation, exercising, eating a healthy diet, and right there alone, then you automatically have a stronger immune system, and that's something that's not going to cost you any money. It's just going to cost you time. The other natural thing, believe it or not, that is really effective for boosting the immune system, and especially during flu season, is to get adequate sleep. A lot of people work extra hours. They're up late at night. When the winter comes, it's your body's already trying to make that transition into storing a little bit more fat. You have Thanksgiving holidays where people eat a tremendous amount of toxins and drink a lot of toxins into their body. So sleep rests your entire system and actually has been shown to boost the immune system. And without adequate sleep, your immune system's obviously going to suffer. I recommend about 8 hours of sleep a night. Those, without getting into the different types of supplementations, of course you want to eat an organic diet as much as possible, and also avoid any toxic substances that could be coming in, diet drinks, aspartame, MSG, GMO foods, gluten. I mean, just trying to cut down on all those things during the flu season is definitely going to help reactivate your body's self-healing mechanism.
You know, it's a real tricky thing, obviously, to talk to people who may not be experiencing what we're talking about yet, to try to communicate these ideas to someone. I really do appreciate the difficulty in talking about these things. It sounds a little corny, but, you know, I'll be honest with you. For years, I rationalized, well, I'm going to keep up with what's going on in society by keeping my television. So along the lines of what you just said about reducing stress, I got to tell you, Dr. Group, I have never felt better. This year, 2014, in all the years I'm alive, I've actually thrown my television out the door, and it's never felt better. I don't have TV in the house. We have books now that we read. My energy is better. My focus is better. I do tend to now spend time doing other things instead that are more productive and more satisfying. And I agree with you 1,000%. You speak to anybody who has the flu or a cold, they just feel run down, and you ask them, how is your stress level? Are you resting well? I mean, almost 100% of the time, they're saying my stress level is way up and I'm not getting enough rest. And not to mention television, wireless devices, the EMF pollution that we are being bathed in these days. Again, it might seem like it's a little off topic, but natural ways to prevent the flu. The less we're exposed to these things, they have real physical damage to our body. So the less we're exposed to this stuff, the better. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I've been telling people for the last 20 years is all disease, it doesn't matter whether it's immune deficiency, cancer, diabetes, obesity, it doesn't matter. It all stems from one thing, and that's too many toxins coming into your body and not enough toxins going out of your body, and the fact that you throw in the emotional stresses and the electromagnetic radiation, which I just call toxins anyway. So basically, your body is not able to handle the amount of negative things that are coming into it. And once you start eliminating those things, even if you take one thing a week and say, okay, I'm going to eliminate the artificial sweeteners from my life this week. I'm going to eliminate the high fructose corn syrup next week. I'm going to eliminate GMOs next week or every month. You know, what you're doing is you're taking one step up on the ladder to health instead of staying still or taking one step down. So the stronger your body is, the cleaner your body is, the healthier your body is, and the healthier your mind is as well.
So I want to get into probiotics as another natural way to prevent the flu. And I want to talk about, generally speaking, gut health and your views on that, Dr. Group. And I also want to talk specifically about vitamin C because I feel that that is so powerful. But before we get there, I want to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. So, Dr. Group, I think we could talk, obviously, more importantly about why gut health is so important for avoiding the flu, but then we can get into this, obviously, this popular topic of probiotics. We see this a lot, even on television, they're advertising how important probiotics are. But why is gut health so important to avoid the flu?
Well, the 70% of your immune system is in your gut. The majority of the immune system resides there. And the probiotic bacteria that are in there, if they're in a normal state, are essential for your immune defenses, fighting the flu. And all of my research has pretty much led me back to the gut, because when we talk about toxins, we talk about how they get in the body. Well, how are they going to get in the body? They're going to get in through the gut. And when you damage the gut, you know, that's why flu season is around November and December. You damage the gut with all the toxic foods from all the parties, the alcohol, you alter the pH of the gut, you have genetically modified foods that you're consuming, which burn holes in the gut, cause leaky gut syndrome. Everything starts in the gut, and that's why a clean gut, if you have a clean gut and you're eating healthy and you're eating organically and you're eliminating putting in all those chemical toxins on a regular basis, then your body's bacteria, which actually produce vitamins and minerals and different substances for an enhanced immune system, will be there, and they'll be able to have all those nutrients and have all those compounds ready for your immune system whenever it needs to either create extra cells or go into a fight against any type of bacteria or virus or anything else that might attack you. So it's very important to always keep your gut clean, always keep your gut healthy, and always take good probiotics.
You know, again, it seems like such an aside because people are brainwashed into believing, when you look at the mainstream news, you know, that, hey, all you have to do is go to your local pharmacy and get your flu shot, which is filled with all kinds of toxic ingredients. And, oh, yes, let's not forget, you have to stay away from somebody that's sick and you have to wash your hands, right? And nobody seems to be talking about the importance of gut health. Another very important thing, which could really go off into a whole subject on its own, is when we're blending in this idea of needing our digestive system to work at a higher level. Sure, eat healthier food, stop pumping in all the toxins, but also switching our systems from more of a sympathetic state, which is this fight or flight and high stress. And, you know, we're always on the go and stuffing food in our face, whether we're driving or, you know, running across the street. If you're in New York City and all those people that are eating while they're walking really fast to go somewhere that they don't even want to go to. So all of this high stress within their nervous system, to just simply shift your attention to eating healthier food, taking a deep breath, feeling more appreciative and grateful for what you're eating, is shifting your nervous system into a parasympathetic mode. Now, you know, again, without getting too technical or scientific, the point is this is reducing our stress. It's helping us digest our food better. I mean, doesn't it sound like a wonderful thing, Dr. Group?
It does. I wrote an article about just that, about eating how most people eat in the sympathetic state. And what happens when, you know, if you, like you said, if you eat while you're driving, eat while you're watching TV, eat while you're walking, eat while you're on the computer at work, eat, there's so many different things that can induce a sympathetic state while you eat. And what happens to your digestive tract in a sympathetic state is it slows down and completely stops because you're in that fight or flight. So then you have decreased enzyme activity, decreased digestive activity, and that's where a lot of the problems end up residing. So what I have people do is just, you know, make sure everything's off, take 9 deep breaths, bring your body, the fastest way actually they found to bring your body from a sympathetic to a parasympathetic state is to get in a calm place and take 9 deep breaths. So that's what I have people do before they eat dinner or, you know, any type of meal. Just take and get in a nice, calm, quiet place, take 9 deep breaths, and then go ahead and eat. And I also have people chew their food until it's a liquid before they swallow it, and that helps out digestion a lot. People get so full, they eat so fast these days, and they eat so much. You know, that's a whole nother problem that we have with food in this country, is just the overeating. So I would recommend people just reduce their portion sizes, try to eat in a parasympathetic state, in a relaxed state, and like you said, try to always eat organic.
Yeah, so again, so nobody loses focus on what we're talking about here. To prevent the flu from happening, we've got to reduce our stress levels, and that's what all of this is about. Now, when we're talking about toxins, Dr. Group, And obviously this free radical damage and inflammation that can happen on a cellular level, we get all of that. That is something that we don't want to see our physiology have to go through, because if it does, it's going to definitely increase our risk for getting a flu, especially during these winter months. We're not getting enough sunlight exposure. You know, we're not getting outside as much. So many unhealthy things are happening. We may be forced into going into holiday situations where we don't want to eat, you know, the kind of foods that are presented to us. They really aren't the best ever. So let's talk about a natural solution here with vitamin C that might help, you know, provide that little bit of a buffer that we need. Talk about the benefits of vitamin C.
Well, vitamin C is great to take. It's been studied for, you know, years upon years and years and years, actually. It's probably best known for its ability to shorten the duration and severity of the common cold or influenza, and that was popularized by Linus Pauling in his book Vitamin C and the Common Cold, and that came out around 1970. Vitamin C is used for tissue growth and repair in the body. It strengthens your capillary walls, so it's good for your heart. It's good for your adrenal health. Talking about stress, you know, what happens when people are stressed is it burns out the adrenal glands. Well, vitamin C is really good for that. Also helps with collagen and healing of different types of wounds. Vitamin C is just a staple that everybody should have during flu season. Well, year round, but especially during flu season. The problem out there, though, is that not all vitamin C is created equal. Most of the vitamin C is going to be imported from China. Probably say 99% of the vitamin C you're going to get at any supplement store, any drug store, is going to be pretty much a waste of your money. And actually, not only that, but could be toxic to your body.
Right. We have to be clear that when we're talking about the vitamin C that'll be beneficial for you, again, this is an antioxidant. We don't want it to come from corn that's genetically manipulated or genetically modified organisms that are put into this corn. So when you talk about corn from China, and again, just look at the label, if it's not saying non-GMO or not from China, you know, most likely, like what you're saying, most of that cheap vitamin C that's on the market today is all toxic and genetically engineered.
Yeah, that's just what you have to look out for. You need to make sure that you get a good source that's non-GMO, because most of it's processed from corn syrup. So that's, you just have to do your due diligence and you just have to do your research. I mean, everything, there's hundreds and hundreds of supplements out there, but, you know, Natural Health 365, Global Healing Center, I mean, wherever you want to go that has a lot of good information about that, or just do your own research. I mean, the main thing you need to know with vitamin C is the L-ascorbic is going to be okay. The lipospheric is probably going to be okay. Just make sure the main thing is that it doesn't come from genetically modified corn. And the dosage would depend. I mean, I usually take anywhere from, if I need a little immune boost, I usually take anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams a day, spread out throughout the day on an empty stomach. But again, that's up to the individual to do their own research on that and figure out how much they would take.
Yeah, I mean, obviously people need to understand we're using vitamin C all the time. If somebody is smoking cigarettes, you know, 25 milligrams, there it goes. If you're under a lot of stress, you're using vitamin C a lot more. There is so much vitamin C concentrated in the adrenal glands, as you mentioned before. So again, this intimate relationship between the individual's level of stress and how many antioxidants in general that they need, this is really a crucial point. Not just vitamin C, but of course, all the antioxidants. And that goes right back to what you were saying before, Dr. Group, about having a plant-based diet, you know, organic. None of the chemicals that are in our food supply, and eating a lot of vegetables and fruit. I mean, you can't go wrong because they're loaded with those essential antioxidants that will really provide that barrier of protection against things like the flu that nobody wants.
Exactly. There's so many benefits from vitamin C that you can, you know, spend days upon days upon days looking at that. I mean, as far as stroke, cancer, you name it. I mean, immune protection. So yeah, that's definitely one of the top five things that I would have in my flu protection kit in my house. I have good probiotics, good vitamin C, make sure my intestines are being cleansed on a regular basis, and then I would probably have some oregano oil in there as well.
We're going to definitely talk about that next. I'd just like to thank our sponsor, Livon Labs, makers of the highest quality nutritional supplements on the market. The difference is in the delivery system. To learn more, visit livonlabs.com. That's livonlabs.com. Dr. Group, you just finished up that list with talking about oregano oil. Here's something so simple that people can have in their natural medicine cabinet. Talk to us about the benefits of oregano oil.
Well, I've tried everything over the years, just as a general antimicrobial, anything from grapeseed extract to you name it. And the one thing that I've found that works the best for any type of microbial infestation or the flu or anything like that is oregano oil. There's a few different things, but oregano oil is a really antioxidant-rich oil. It helps the boost the immune system, especially against influenza. Its potency is from a compound in there called carvacrol. So the carvacrol content needs to be fairly high, usually over around 80 to 86%. The oregano oil is taken by, well, some companies put some additional ingredients in there. We just use a straight up organic olive oil, but then what we do is we put organic peppermint in there and we put cayenne oil in there as well. So that really gives you a boost when you take that. And for the good thing about oregano oil is we've used it with our children too. Whenever they go to school and pick up something, the flu, because all the other kids in school were given the flu shot, and research has come out that said for up to 17 days after a child has received the flu shot, they can pass the virus. So what? Not only, you know, are the people that don't want to vaccinate their kids, they're also viable to their kids getting the flu because another kid, they have to be in the same classroom. But one thing I like about oregano oil, too, is it's real powerful to rub on the bottom of the feet. You know, a lot of small children and infants that get the flu, it's hard to give them anything natural because they can't swallow pills and they might not like the taste of something, and there's really not a lot of stuff available that's transdermal or sublingual. So what I like about the oregano is you can put it, whether you're an adult or a child or an infant, you can just rub some on the bottom of your feet and then put a sock over it, and it will absorb into your bloodstream that way too. What I've found works for the majority of people with oregano oil is around 6 to 9 drops put in a capsule. And you really have to put it in a capsule because it's a really hot with the cayenne pepper oil liquid. So we have, you know, you can get some empty capsules from anywhere and then just put, you know, 6 to 9 drops in the capsule, and then that makes sure that it's taken with food. That's very important because it might upset your stomach a little bit if it's not. So usually I'll tell people, or what I do is I'll eat a little bit of food, then take a capsule, and then eat a little bit more food, almost sandwich the oregano oil in there. So that's definitely something that's also oregano oil, which is high in vitamin A. It's high in vitamin C, too. It's also high in zinc and magnesium and iron and some of the other minerals that you need to support a healthy immune system.
So there you have it, everybody. You don't need the flu shot. Reduce your stress, eat a healthy organic diet, and you can avoid the flu by simply taking these natural approaches, these steps to wellness. Dr. Group, I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me on. Thanks to everybody out there listening.
The show was brought to you by NaturalHealth365.com. Are you looking for natural health solutions? Visit NaturalHealth365.com for a free subscription to our newsletter, free shows, plus some great gifts. Thank you for listening, and be sure to join us next week for another great show.